I'm Joe Johnson. You're listening to Beatle Brunch with special guest Mick Dalloway of the Bachman Turner Overdrive Band. In this segment, he's taking us through the opening chord of A Hard Day's Night.
It has been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right.
Hi, welcome back. This is Mick Dalloway from Bachman Turner Overdrive, and I'm so happy to be here. And thank you again so much, Joe Johnson. I've been compiling this stuff for years, and it's so nice to share it with your audience.
Okay, so let's start with the basic part of the chord, which would be the bass playing a high D note, and George's guitar, probably his 12 string, I would assume, playing an F9, which is like an F down at the bottom three frets of your neck, and your baby finger on the G note of the high E string. Now on this separate track, we're going to hear the guitar we just heard in the background. It's all recorded in the same room in those days, of course, but you'll hear John Lennon's guitar playing a D sus, which is basically like playing a D chord, and once again, your baby finger is on the G note. And pay attention to this, because you'll hear at the very end the foot tapping that brings in the band. I'm assuming it might be John, but it could be Paul. So here comes the very odd part, and I think this is what's driven people crazy for years. The piano in there. The piano has a ton of compression on it, meaning all of the transients have been squashed down, so basically it picks up every little harmonic out of the piano. And so I think I know what notes are being played on the piano, and I'll play them on my piano after so you can hear them separate. But listen to this. Nearest I could figure it, the piano was playing the low D, then the G, then the octave, then the G after that, then a C, then a D, then an F. So it's like this. That's all I can hear at this point. If you hear anything else, please write in and let us know what you hear that piano doing. Hey, let's have some fun. You know the solo section on Hard Day's Night. It's been widely reported that George Martin played a regular piano at half speed and then sped it up to the tempo of the song to do the solo, because his fingers couldn't move that fast, he said. So let's pretend we're in the studio with George Martin right now, and he's got to figure out what to do with this solo. So we're going to start with it at regular speed, the guitar and the piano isolated, and then we're going to slow it down to half speed. In listening to this, I think you're going to realize that not only was the piano played at half speed, so was the guitar. Because when you hear the original, it sounds almost chipmunky. The guitar is very high, the piano is very high. When you slow them both down, all of a sudden it sounds like a piano and a guitar playing together. So let's listen to the solo isolated at regular speed. So now let's listen to it slowed down to half speed. All of a sudden, it's going to sound like a regular piano, and it's going to sound like a regular guitar. Listen. Now, isn't that cool? Very, very cool. Okay, let's go back to 1964 and the Beatles' first black and white film. And listen closely to the arpeggiated guitars at the end. They just stop instead of fading. Count us in, John.
2, 3, 4. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you got
I don't know about you guys, but I could listen to this stuff all day. In case you're just tuning in, this is Mick Delevingne from the band BTO. Thank you very much for having me. I hope you're enjoying it all. I'm having a blast. So in the spirit of that, why don't we visit the backup vocals in Birthday? There were some harmonies in there I didn't realize were there. Now, some of you know that the Beatles started their session earlier that day so that they could go watch The Girl Can't Help It, which was being shown on British TV for the very first time that day. So they recorded till about 8:30 at night, getting this song down, starting it early in the morning. It was primarily Paul's song, and he pretty much had it all written before the others showed up for the session. And they recorded the song, had the bed tracks and everything done at 8:30, and then they all went around the corner to Cavendish Avenue, where Paul McCartney's house was, and they all watched the show. And when The Girl Can't Help It was over, they went back to the studio to finish the song. And since Yoko and Patty Boyd were there, they got in on the action too. So you'll hear them singing the Birthday part. But listen to the extra harmonies you probably didn't realize were there because they're buried by the instruments.
I would like you to dance.
Birthday.
Take a cha-cha-cha-cha.
Birthday.
I would like you to dance.
Birthday.
Woo. Dance. Dance. To say it's your birthday. Was my birthday too, yeah? They say it's your birthday. We're gonna have a good time. And that it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I think we're gonna revisit this song after the break. There's a guitar part I think is really interesting and I want you to hear it. Like I promised before, I wanted to go over some of the guitar parts in Birthday just quickly. Okay, so here's the intro with Paul counting it off from the session. Paul and George are playing the same thing, except Paul is doubled up. The bass repeats itself. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? But George is doing da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? Which is the lick that everybody does when they play Birthday. Coming up, right here. But John isn't playing that. He's playing the octave between Paul's bass and George's guitar. So he's going da-da-da-da. You expect him to go da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but he doesn't. He goes to the octave. He goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, which makes this really odd little harmony right in the middle of each lick. Listen to this. Yeah, it's one of those weird things. John came up with weird parts sometimes. Sometimes he'd play a minor when the other were playing a major. He'll be playing an E7th when everybody else is playing an E7th. Very odd things like that. So now that I got that off my chest, and I hope there's a birthday out there, if you have a birthday, this is for you. Count it off, Paul.
One, two.
Yeah.
and happy birthday to you if it is your birthday. We're going to take a little break right now. When we come back, we're going to delve into some of Paul McCartney's bass parts on the Sgt. Pepper album, mainly with his parts on Fixing a Hole. Right now, there's other things I'd like to talk to you about, but maybe we'll save that for another day. But there's something weird going on there, and I think you might find it intriguing. See you in a few minutes. Thanks for sticking around.
And Beetle Brunch is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.